These children sound like any school kids at break, but they're a sign of the times. They attend one of Switzerland's growing number of bilingual schools. Half their lessons are in German, half in English. As headmaster Ivo Müller explains, though, the majority of these children are not here because one or other of their parents has English as a mother tongue.
We have about 60% Swiss people. Both of the parents are speaking German at home as the mother tongue. Then we have one, the mother or father is English speaking. And then we have about 10-15% only English speaking parents.
The parents of these children are ambitious. They want their offspring to grow up bilingual in English and German. And despite fees of around 20,000 francs a year, Müller has a waiting list. He's currently looking around for new premises in order to increase his number of pupils from 70 to 120. And these schools are not the only sign of the increasing influence of English in Switzerland. One of the most successful advertising campaigns of recent months made clever use of English. Marketing staff for the post office's youth bank account asked young people to translate German sayings into English. "I'll blow you in the shoes" became one of the most well-known posters in Switzerland. The post office offered new account holders vouchers towards a trip to London and English lessons. It worked. Business at the post office bank is booming. Marketing manager Rudolf Saxer.
The idea behind is that we will catch the attention of young people, and we realized that they like this language very, very much, and so we created this campaign.
Right across Switzerland, resources are pouring into the new fashionable language. State schools in the German-speaking region are increasingly teaching it first, rather than the traditional French. The most popular evening class nowadays for adults is apparently English. And more, the Swiss are choosing to speak to each other in English. Whole departments of big businesses like Swisscom and the major banks now use it as their official language. There's even talk of English becoming Switzerland's fifth national language, anchored in the constitution. A dangerous move, says Richard Watts, professor of English at the University of Bern.
People are overrating English quite considerably. You can look at it from the economic point of view, you can look at it from the cultural point of view. As a linguist, I'm interested in the languages of Switzerland, and I simply feel that pushing English or giving in to an apparent demand for English is destroying the interest in the other languages.
But such talk may be a case of closing the stable door after the horse has bolted.
Focus just on the heads of the horses.
Look at this. It's like an albino.
These Swiss children are obviously happy to spend so much of their time in the classroom learning English. And their headmaster, Ivo Müller, says that while learning a foreign language, whichever one it is the most important thing, the kids just want English more.
It's important that they really enjoy to speak a second language. If it's French or it's English, I mean, that's another story, and that's maybe not to me to decide. But I can say that for children, the step to English seems to be easier, and the motivation is pretty different. To bring out the motivation in French is pretty different to have it in English.
And Rudolf Saxer confesses that, while he values the Swiss languages, he sees English as the language which is really essential.
Supporting the national language is okay, but nevertheless, we are very international. We have tourism. We do a lot of trade with other countries, and therefore English is very, very useful. I would say English is a must.
Such talk is a great disappointment to Richard Watts. He's actually British and has a great admiration for the way in which Switzerland, with a population of only 7 million, has so far managed to unite four different linguistic groups.
I am not against English within Switzerland. English is definitely going to spread, but we should sit down and think about what that means with respect to the other languages within Switzerland, what that means to keeping the country together. The only way you can keep a country together is keeping the traditions, keeping the myths of the country alive, keeping the languages of the country alive. That does not exclude English, for heaven forbid. So within the next 20 years, yes, I envisage English spreading, and I have nothing against that whatsoever. But what I would most definitely have something against is if Switzerland ever were to say, we will create English as a fifth official language.
Despite such sentiments, the Swiss are turning more and more to English. Most federal departments now provide their information in English, as well as German, French, Italian and Romansh. An indication, if one was needed, that English, while perhaps not yet officially the fifth national language, is becoming so unofficially. So although there may be doubts in some quarters over the wisdom of promoting a foreign language over four national ones, it seems that the rush to English is becoming unstoppable.